Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing like it, amen, when you can feel the presence of the Lord, amen, not only in the place, but inside of you, amen. And that, we were talking on yesterday, that's on the inside of you is going to show up somehow, amen, on the outside of you. I don't know if it's lifting your hands, if it's crying, if it's patting your feet, giving God a shout or praise, hallelujah. But that's on the inside, amen, is going to work on the outside, giving God glory and honor for you that are here today. I bless the Lord for allowing me to come before you one more time, amen. And I thank God for the word on today and the people of God. And so when I was putting the message together, I'd like to give you a little history, but I'm not going to give you a long history today. I just want to say that God gave me a four-part message, amen. And so I don't know if it's going to be all the way until the first Sunday, amen, when I give you part two, amen. So you may want to, amen, take a note or two, amen, or if you got a good memory, amen, you're not taking unforgettable pills, amen, because you're just about to be 60, like me, amen. I don't know what age you are today, amen, and what you need to help you to memorize, amen. I was telling my grandson on yesterday, I said, there's no reason for you to forget anything that the teacher tell you, amen, about your assignments or anything that they give you instructions on, amen, because we have so many things today, amen, to help us keep track. Amen. We got iPads and iPhones and notebooks and pens and paper. Before there was even all this electronic, God gave us a simple pen and paper. Hallelujah. So if you don't have the right electronic on today, amen, tell somebody to give you a piece of paper and a pen, amen, so that you won't forget what God, amen, not me, but what God has to say unto you today. So I bless God for that, amen, to allow me to hide myself that you may see his glory, amen, that you may, she said it in her prayer today, amen, that we may receive what God would have us. Lord, give us the ears to hear, amen, 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 and see. And eyes to see, amen. And we just thank God for that. And so I don't know if you have the ear to hear today, but I come to prophesy to you today that change, somebody say change, is coming. I don't know if you're ready for it. I don't know if you're getting ready for it. I don't know if you're aware of it, but change is coming. And I say, God, you know what? I love to remember the word of God and the messages that are brought forth. And I don't know, I think Sister Kim and I got a little war going on the inside. We don't even know it. Amen. But she's always coming to me about, remember that message. Amen. And when she does, I thank God that I'm able to talk with her just about it, because I remember the messages that God puts in this place, because we got to remember they're not just for us. Amen. But someone needs the word of God. Amen. And so on yesterday, amen, when I was thinking about the message, and even on earlier part of the week, amen, when I found out again, amen, that I would be bringing the word on today, I said, God, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but you're connecting the word, which when he does something like that, that lets me know that somebody hadn't got it yet. Amen. When God calls you to repeat a word, amen, you might change the title, you might change the way you say it, you might change the presentation, but when God causes you to preach the same word, somebody in the house need that word. Somebody in the house missed it on last time. So I come to let you know that I'm going to be connecting the dots. Amen. On last Sunday, Pastor preached that the sign of your timing. Was that on last Sunday? The sign of your timing. And I was like, well, God, if change is going to come, amen, somebody is missing the timing. Somebody is missing the signs that God has put before them. And so today I want to help you, remind you, and encourage you, amen, to catch on to the word of God. And again, this is a four-part, amen, of this series, amen. And so, amen, keep it in. So when I come back the next time, amen, that you're able, amen, to pull it up from the inside of you, your heart, amen, where you're writing God's words down, amen, in your memory bank, amen. And again, that piece of paper, if you need that too, amen. So again, I want you to know that time is going to come, amen, and the season is going to change, and we need to be ready for it. In the realm of God's spirit, and even in our lives today, there is a season of change, amen. And that season of change is happening right now. Whether you know it or not, the seasons are changing. Even in the natural, the season is beginning. If it had not already, I know it had not in some forms of fashion have not changed already, because there's still green grass on the ground. Amen. And when this part of the season, when fall comes, the grass begins to die. Amen. And so when that grass died, that didn't mean that everything in your life needs to be dead. What you have to do is change the season that you're in. What you have to do is connect the dots. Amen. And see, I'm so glad that God not only, you know, is working on the inside of us. Amen. But he's working on the outside. And I'm not just talking about on the outside of you, but I'm talking about on the outside in the earth. Amen. When the birds, Pastor was talking about, fly south. Amen. That's a sign of timing. Amen. That's a sign that the season is about to change. And if God can do that in the natural and give you a sign that says, okay, it's time to put away the sandals. Unless you're a hot nature person, and you know, you might just wear them all year long. But the season comes for those of us that are within that season. We recognize that the time has come. And I don't know, I'm not like most people, but you know, some people can wear a short sleeve shirt all year round or no sleeves at all because they're just that type of person. They're hot nature. And I'm not. I'm generally a cold nature person. So you might even see me with long sleeves on in the summertime. But I know, how many of you know that the season has changed? Amen. You might not be along with it. You may not be working along with it and in it. Amen. But the season has changed. Amen. So something is about to become different in our lives. What it used to look like and what it's going to feel like and look like now will no longer be what it was. Amen. How it felt in the past isn't going to be the way it feels right now. And I'm glad about that. I don't understand if people don't recognize that what you used to do and how you used to feel has gone when you accepted Jesus Christ. And you're no longer that. They can't call you by that name. Amen. They can't call you by that thing that they used to see because the season has changed in your life. So the season is changing for some of us. And when I went to this word, this chapter, and this book, I was sharing with Pastor on last night, or maybe even it was the day before. I said, when I chose Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 17th verse, normally, or even if I choose a title, I would type it into my database, into my history, into my program, iCloud. And if I've used that scripture, if I've used that title before, it will pop up because it will pop up in a presentation. It will show me. And I told Pastor, I said, oh my gosh. I said in July of 2019, in May of 2021, and even on last of Sunday, because of the connection with the word, this book, this chapter, Isaiah 54 and 17, has been preached. So then I typed into my database, no weapon. Hallelujah. And when I typed in that, all kinds of songs came up, all kinds of other messages came up, and I say, God, you're doing it again. Hallelujah. You want us to know that no weapon in Isaiah 54 and 17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue, somebody said every tongue, every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. And I stopped right there and I said, well, God, that means those that things that Satan has that he's attempted on my life, you're going to condemn it. It will not rise up. It may feel like it, but it is not going to rise up. The condemn means that he will put a stop to it. He will punish it. He will just cause it to die. And so I said, God, if you can do something like that, and if I can recognize that the old things that are trying to attempt me, when Satan comes to try you, the word of God said he will bring those fiery darts, but thank God, no weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like I can stop right there, because if you could just catch that part, that no weapon. And I know that we are in the season right now where the holiday is about to come up. And some people recognize that holiday, that it was at one time, it was a demonic holiday, or it still is in some people's mind. But God let the saints of God now say, it's Old Saints Day. That means we got to come out. Amen. We got to stand for righteousness. We got to stand for Christianity. We can't be with the group that recognize that there are demons and witches and Satan is on our trail, because we know that no, hallelujah, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. That means it can't take root. It can't cause anything in your life to turn around. Amen. But you have got to allow the Holy Spirit to do its work. Amen. It doesn't matter, because people are going to do what they're going to do. People are going to say what they're going to say. People are going to go where they want to go. People are going to buy what they want to buy. People are going to look like what they want to look like. But you, hallelujah, you, the believer of God, has to know and has to stand, amen, for righteousness. And so I just give God glory, because I recognize that in this time, in this season, and a couple of years back, I was watching a movie, Purge. It was like the people were just waiting for that holiday, that Halloween time to come, so they can do all kinds of things that was not pleasing with God. And so the more it became a Purge 1 and a Purge 2, it looked like the people got even worse. I was condemning along with God, and I was commanding, amen, that the Spirit of God would take over, amen, and that even if it's around about me, even if my eyes can see it, my heart can't feel it, I'll give God glory. I'll give God praise. And you got to go into this season. You got to go into this holiday recognizing and knowing that no weapon, and that God is with you. God is for you. God is standing against everything that is coming up against you today. So I bless God for that. If you can catch a hold of this message right now, I say to you that there is a difference between the season you were in and the season you are in right now. Amen. If you could just catch a hold of that, there is a difference. Yes. I don't do what I used to do. Yes. I don't sound like I used to sound. In fact, I know I've been changed. And so if you can recognize that and you can catch on to this message, I dare to say that some of you, Even right now, some of you not ready for it. You're not ready for that season of change in your life, because you can't recognize the signs. You can't see that the time has come, that their grass will die, and that everything else will take place, and the birds will go south. So some of us are not ready. But I come to let you know that something powerful is coming, and you are going to be either ready for it, or you're not when it comes. You are either going to be ready for it or not when it comes. And so I bless God that even when I was thinking, and a lot of times Pastor uses what he sees and what he hears to encourage him and to provide for him the word of God. And so when he reads the word of God, that life experience, come on somebody, that life experience comes back up into you. And on yesterday or earlier this week, Pastor Williams was talking to me, and he was sharing with me that there was a nail, a long nail. He even demonstrated, he's a mom about like this. That was in his tire, and he took it in, and he had them to take that. I'm trying to find that little testimony he gave me. He took that tire in to have it repaired, and when he had it repaired, he came back with his vehicle, and he said that the vehicle was still bumpy, that the ride wasn't comfortable. And so I took that part of his testimony, and he said, Mom, I got to take it back in. And when I take it back in, I'm going to tell them to balance my tire. And that testimony rose up in me when I was preparing for this message. And God told me that a misalignment could put undue stress in your life. Just like that tire being unbalanced was causing him to feel uncomfortable, for causing the steering wheel to go to the left when it should have been going to the right. Sometimes things come into your life and it's misaligning you, and you got to recognize that you need to take it in for a checkup. You need to take it in and get it balanced. And so I was looking at that, and I was like, God, when operating in the wrong season, a misalignment can cause difficulty. It can cause us to steer in the wrong direction. And so even though we're trying to be in the right season, because we're misaligned, because we don't got all our eyes connected, and in fact, it's not I that's connected, it's not the me that is connected, it's the God in you that is connected. The reason why we're in the wrong season is because it's I, this, that, me, and not God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we got our alignment, and we're operating in the wrong season, and causing us to miss the signs of our timing. And when we miss the signs of our timing, it increases the risk of us taking the wrong turn in our life. When we miss or misalign and we're not balanced correctly, we miss the opportunity that God has for us to get it right. And so the best thing that we can do, somebody said the best thing that you can do is to allow your mind to comprehend that there are some things that are not in your control. So even when you feel like you can't fix it, God can. Because sometimes he tried to take it out there and he took it back to the dealership. And sometimes they say, I balanced it, it's good to go. And you ride off again and you go, huh? They did what? And so it was not in their control to fix it perfectly. It's not in your control to fix it perfectly. It is God's business. Somebody say, that's God's business. But we've got to turn it over to Jesus so that he can fix it and he can make it right. When we try to prepare it, we try to get it just right, we can't get it just right. So we got to know that it's a God thing. We need to accept it. We need to acknowledge it, whether we like it or not. We've got to accept it and acknowledge it, even though we like it or not. And when we do that, we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and arrest us. Come in and take presence over the situation. So some things God has ordained for his glory. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the story in the Bible when the young man was, I believe the young man was deaf or blind. The young man was blind. And everybody was like, he was blind. And God said, and they were trying to fix it. And they were trying to think of how to make it right. And God said, it wasn't his parents' fault. A lot of times we get into a situation and we try to fix it and we think it's part of us, but it's not our fault. And the Bible says it was not his parents' fault that he was blind for what? The glory. Come on, somebody, for the glory of God. So some things God has ordained is for his glory. And we may not understand it. We may not know why we got a thorn in our side, but it's for the glory of God. In his God infinite wisdom and love for us, he has preordained and ordered them for our benefit. So if you got a thorn in your side today, God has ordered it. Come on, somebody, say, for my benefit. And these are the seasons, and these are the changing of the seasons in our life. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the second chapter and the 24th verse, it tells us that the seasons, and I said this earlier, are God's business. The seasons, when they change, it is that God has already, and I was thinking about that, and I said, you know what? When the animals, amen, look for their food, they don't have to search long. Because when God, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, and when he called forth the grass, and he called forth the land to go back and the sea to come forward, when God put the stars in the sky and the moon in the sky, God had already preordained some things for us. He had already prepared the future for us. See, God didn't go back. I don't find anywhere in the Bible where God actually went back and he said, let there be light. Well, he only said, let there be light once, which means God put in place a reproduction system so that when the dark came, they roll away and light would come back. He didn't have to speak that thing. And so we got to get in a position that when we command the devil to step back, we don't have to keep telling him that. We just got to believe that he will step on back. Y'all, oh, glory to God. Sometimes in your life, you say, said, well, I'm going to pray for this. And then you pray for it again. And then you pray for it again. And then you pray for it again. But I come to let you know that you got to command that thing. You got to speak to that thing. You got to bring life to that thing. Sometimes there's dry bones in the valley. But when you speak to those dry bones, the word of God says they shall live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God in you is life all by itself. We have got to open up our mouths and let God speak for us. Let God speak for us. And so in the name of Jesus, if you pray and if you believe, it is God that gives life to the dead. And it's God that calls things that be not. Come on, somebody. It is God that calls things that be not as though they were. As though they were. You can pray all you want, but if you're not believing, God's not going to call forth those things to change in your life. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say. I was talking to Pastor Williams again, and he was saying some things, and it wasn't lining up with me. Just for a minute, he got off track. And for a minute, he was saying, I'm not able to do it. For a minute, he said, it may not be possible. And when he said those things, my spirit grabbed a hold of him. And I said, say what? Come on, somebody, say what? Hallelujah. When an enemy comes to try to attack you, try to change your mind, try to make you recognize that he alone and God alone can't do it for you, you got to say what? Hallelujah. And you got to say it just like that. You got to say it with power. You've got to say it with conviction. You've got to say it with belief so that the enemy can hear it. Pastor and I was talking on this morning, and I told him, I said, Pastor, the reason why people are not prepared for what God is doing is because they got an open spot. Yeah. They got an open spot. You see, when the enemy comes and he's resting on the inside of you because he's telling you things about your past and he's helping you to remember the things that God says, I've already changed, that I've already forgotten, that I've already thrown into the pits of hell. The enemy still wants to come up and try to attack you with those very same things. And the reason why, even though you have swept yourself clean and you have put the Holy Spirit in you, sometimes or another, when the enemy comes back, come on, somebody, you know that word, when that enemy comes back, see, he doesn't like the fact that when the Holy Spirit came, you kicked him out. You kicked him out of your heart. You kicked him out of your mind. You kicked him out of the soul. But see, the devil don't care what you've done. He don't care what you've done to him because he still keeps coming back. He keeps on coming back. And so he said, okay, she done swept the vessel clean. She done got everything that I was trying to do to her out of her. Hallelujah. But what you forgot to do is that you forgot to keep giving God praise for that he left, for the spirit that left out of you. You forgot to come in church and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't even sing it right now, but he is a risen. Hallelujah. He's a risen king. You forgot to make notice on the devil. You forgot to make sure that when you gave him the eviction, he wasn't going to go back and get mad. So mad that when he went back, he said, when I come back to her, even though I'm going to go look at Joe, and I'm going to go look at Mary, and I'm going to go look at Susan, and I'm going to go look at Anne, and I'm going to go look at Paul, and I'm going to go look at Saul, and I'm going to go look at whoever. And when I go, and they're all powered up, they're all striped and strapped and got the Holy Ghost on the inside, I can't lay my hand there. He said, even though I go and try to lay my head someplace else, I can't find a way in. So guess what he does? He comes back to you and he says, okay, she kicked me out. He kicked me out, but I need to know if anybody else is home right now. So when he goes back, he finds your vessel so nice and neat, so clean, so spotless, but but there is no spirit guiding it. There's no spirit protecting it. There's no spirit speaking to you. So he says, I'm coming on back in. I'm coming on home now. And not only am I going to come home, but I'm going to assure that I don't get kicked out again. The word of God says when he comes back, not only does he come back, but he brings seven more demons not like him. Seven different demons that makes you worse off than you were before. So we've got to understand that we not only got to let go of those things, but we've got to keep our praise up. We've got to keep our spirit up. We've got to keep our worship up. And you know, I was thinking about God, show me your glory. A lot of times after we get through our situation or going through our situation, we pray, God, show me your glory. Show me your power. Show me, God, that there's potential in me that you are capable of. But not only can we just pray that, we got to understand that God might throw us in a hole. Even while we're praying, he might throw us in a pit. Even while we're praying, he might toss us into the lion's den. Even, somebody say, even while I'm praying. But what is so good about us and God is sometimes even though we don't recognize that familiarity, that situation, that problem, that different thing that happened into our life, we've got to understand that if he put us there, he can bring us out. If he put you in the hole, if he put you in the pit, if he put you in the lion's den, he can bring us out. And I just thank God for his word, because the word comes to let you know that you're not alone. That somebody else is going through what you've been through. Somebody else has been there, but yet they're still what? Yes, they're still here. Hallelujah. And if they're still here, you can make it. Come on, look at somebody so you can make it. Oh my God. So we cannot wish our problems away. There's no sense in saying, I wish to the star, go away. There's no sense in going up against your problems with that baby rhyme, that baby characteristics. Like my grandson was in the bed yesterday. He said, Mom, Grandma, he said, Sam, Ma, I love you. He said, Sam, Ma, you are the best. And he was saying that after he was listening to and he was singing a little song, and the song didn't say those words, but I believe that the song just touched him. The song just prepared him. The song just made him be in a position where he could exercise some love. So sometimes we got to get a hold of somebody, or we got to get a hold of a song that would prepare us for the majesty, that would prepare us for the sweet things that God got coming to us. And when he said that, boy, did I light up. Boy, did I grin from teeth to teeth, mouth to mouth, end to end, whatever you want to call it. I was so excited when he said, you are the best. And I was I haven't even heard those words out of Dr. Saunders' mouth, that you are the best. So when G Baby told me that, I was about to get my praise. Now, for the one who took my hand and promised to love me from now to eternity has never called me the best. I might have called him that one or two times, but he's never called me the best. And G Baby said, you were the best. And then later on, he said, Sandy, you're not. He said, Sandy, not today. And when he said that, I was thinking about the reason why. And so a lot of times we got to get focused on why we feel like we feel. And he said that, and he was feeling that way because Granddad denied him some things. But so when God comes and you come before God asking for certain things and he denied you, it is not your position to take, oh, he's no longer the best. It is not your position to take that he's not going to work it out. It is not your position to take that it won't come through. And so he took that position not knowing that when I came back alone, when I came back alone, I gave him just what he was asking for. So you can't take the wrong position. You can't be in the wrong season. Sometimes we're in the wrong season and we're shoveling snow. And it's about to be summertime. Sometimes we're planting a garden, but it's time to reap. And the harvest has come. So you can't be out there talking about, I'm going to put my watermelon seed down. I'm going to put the best plant out. And yet that time is over. It's now time for you to pluck that stuff up and eat that stuff and grow with that stuff and change what the season has. I'm about to come. I got to find another scripture for you. Because see, I want you to know that this ain't all me. It's not all me, because sometimes it's not just a lifestyle. It's not just something that changes. It's not just that the sun arises. It's not just that the seasons change. It's not just that the grass grow. But it's not just that. It's not just that. It's not just the different things that happen. It's not just a lifestyle change in you. It's not just what you're going through, what you've been through, but it's a holiness change. Yes. I'm going to say that again. It's not just a lifestyle. When you go from moment to moment, level to level, it's not just a lifestyle change. It's a holiness change. God has ordained it. He preordained that to happen. The reproduction system is in place so that when you recognize that you are there, you're about to move. If you recognize that you're there, you're about to move. If you recognize that you're there where you were, you're about to move, because God just doesn't put it in the atmosphere one. It comes back around, and if you're prepared for it, you can move to the next level. So what's wrong? What's wrong when we have not recognized that the season has changed? It's what's wrong in us is that we no longer expect. We no longer expect God to do what God is able to do. When we get in that place and realize or think that nothing's going to happen, we no longer expect that God is able. But we should. We should expect that there's going to be a change in us. And not only a change in us, but a change in our sister. That's why we come to church. Sometimes people say, well, why should you go to church all the time? Why, when the doors are open, she's there? Because you come to get your worship on. You come to get your strength. You come to fellowship with those that are like-minded. The Bible says get hooked up to those that are like-minded. Because see, when you mix up with people that don't understand your walk, they don't understand where you're going, they don't understand how you're living, they're going to say some things about you. They're going to call you by some certain names. But you got to say, I know it doesn't matter. Those things doesn't matter, because I'm ready. I'm ready for the seasons to change. So in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You're a new creature today. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it, that God has blessed you and he has resurrected you. He has brought you out of your past. Will you stand? He brought you from your past so that you will flourish, so that you will be what God has made you to be, what God has called you to be. Would you bow your heads? God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you that it has been food for our souls, and that your word is life-changing, that your word has power. And God, all we need to do is speak thy word, because thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So God, help us, God, to delight ourselves in thee. The more we delight ourselves in God, we can live by the changing of the seasons. We can live and we can do something greater, something bigger, something better than ever before. So God, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. So when you go out to leave this place, I want you to testify. I want you to go and testify and tell somebody, if you're watching and you're listening to me today, and the word has lifted your spirit, testify. Go and testify and tell somebody, oh, what a change. Oh, what a change he has made in my life. I pray that God will continue to be with you. He will guide you. He will continue to protect you. And when the enemy comes, you will allow the Holy Spirit to rise up in you. And you will be able to speak and command the enemy to get back, and not only speak it, but to believe, amen, that God has came in and God has fixed the problem. Even though eyes may not see it, you still have to believe it. Because when faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. As we leave this place, God, be with us in the spirit. Amen. That we may remember one another, the smile that we've seen on today, God, the hand clapping that someone else did when I couldn't clap my hands, but God, somebody else clapped their hands. And from that, God, I was able to be blessed. I was able to be lifted. I was able to smile again, God. Let that there be when I come into this place that someone, amen, will be able to do what right at that moment I'm not able to do. We bless you, God. Keep us together as we leave and separate one from another. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. 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 Be blessed. And we hope to see you on next week. Amen.